This is what dental drills looked like before electricity. The drill was powered by the foot. It's got a treadle, foot pedal at the bottom.
This drill is from the early 1900s, and it's part of an exhibit currently on display at the Kings Mountain Historical Museum. Titled Say Ah, the exhibit takes visitors on a journey through 3 centuries of medical history in the region.
This represents the early days of the pharmacy, where you saw some really strange ingredients and things. But this was really the evolution of medicine.
Adria Vogt was my tour guide. She's the museum's director and curator. We began in front of a cabinet stocked with medical wonders of another era.
The vegetable laxative medicine here, it's M.A. Simmons vegetable laxative medicine, and you can see the man's image is illustrated on the cover. That really tells the story of an era when pharmacists and other businessmen were making and packaging and selling commercially their own products. So this is in an era before the Food and Drug Administration was really controlling these things.
Today, the FDA would likely have something to say about this next item at the Kings Mountain exhibit.
This was a surprise piece that was brought in by one of our local community members. It's what's known as a violet ray, and it is a still-functioning electrotherapy device. Now, this type of device would have been invented in the late 1800s by Nikola Tesla, but these devices were used for electrotherapy, which is an alternative medicine now obsolete, at the turn of the century. So this piece here that you can see has sort of combs on it. That would actually have been applied to the scalp, and it was said to treat thousands of things, anything from pain in the joints to hair loss. They said it would stimulate breast milk for pregnant women. It was really a sort of cure-all.
By the middle of the 20th century, medical technology was making some advances, but the state of health care in North Carolina was nothing to brag about. Rates of infant and childbirth deaths were among the highest in the nation. And in parts of the state, it could be tough to find a doctor or a hospital.
We got our first hospital in Kings Mountain in 1950. So in the 1950s, 33 counties in North Carolina had no hospitals. We had the highest rejection rates of enlistees from World War II in the nation. And so we really had a health crisis on our hands.
The North Carolina legislature responded to the crisis by approving a new program called the Good Health Plan. It included building new facilities and expanding the UNC School of Medicine. The program also aimed to raise public awareness about the need for better health care. The Good Health Plan even got a boost from big band leader Kay Kaiser and a couple of young singers named Frank Sinatra and Dinah Shore.
Even Superman supports the Good Health Plan. He knows what it will do. It's all up to you. It's all up to you.
Spread the health alarm through every town and farm and preach the good health view. It's all up to you.
The tune was played on radio stations statewide.
It's all up to you.
As the number of hospitals increased across North Carolina, you could expect to find more of these ubiquitous pieces of medical equipment.
These are
bedpans. The early bedpans would have been made of metal. The later bedpans, as most of these are right here, are ceramic. They're porcelain. Some of them are sort of fancier than others. But again, the materials that evolved with medicine is going to be a big theme in this exhibit.
Even the bedpan has evolved.
Even a bedpan has a story to tell.
Artifacts telling these stories and more are on display until October 25th at the Kings Mountain Historical Museum. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Kings Mountain.